Ronan Kelly is back to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
Thanks, Anya. Taxi rapist was sure he'd go free. That's the headline in this morning's Irish Daily Mirror. The papers write about the conviction of taxi driver Raymond Shorten for the rape of two women in his taxi in 2022. The Mirror says that Shorten boasted to Gardaí that he'd be out in time for the Euros. All the papers report that Gardaí have appealed for any more victims of Raymond Shorten to come forward. The headline in the Irish Daily Star, how many more taxi rapes? The Irish Times reports that the taxi system is to be reformed, while the Herald says that this could include CCTV in taxis. Other legal stories in the papers this morning include one relating to the effects of cannabis, another dealing with a deportation, and yet another concerning a bag of dung. The Star reports today on a trial in which a man is charged with murdering his wife in Westport in 2019. The jury is currently out, deliberating, and has to decide if the man should be found not guilty by reason of insanity because he was psychotic as a result of taking cannabis. According to the paper, the case turns on the definition of the intoxicating influence of the drug, and the jury must decide on the ordinary meaning of that term. And the Supreme Court has decided that the Department of Justice can't deport an Eastern European man if it wants to. The Irish Daily Mail says that in 2012, the man shot a co-worker with an illegally held firearm and was jailed for 3 years. The paper says he also sent threatening emails to the Department of Justice and exhibited violent outbursts. The High Court had decided that the department had failed to take into account the man's child, who's autistic. The Mail says that the man is the child's primary carer, while its mother works long hours as the breadwinner for the family. The department disagreed and appealed to the Supreme Court, which yesterday said the man must be allowed to stay in Ireland. And yesterday on Gort, a Galway farmer appealed to the judge after he was charged with assault, having thrown a bag of cow dung at a junior minister. That was during a public meeting in the town in 2023. The farmer said that the case being taken means that he can't get work. He told the court that the bag didn't hit the junior minister and was just a small incident. He went on to say that there are an awful lot bigger issues in this country and I'm being done for this. Still on the courts, the billionaire Rupert Murdoch is fighting with his children. He's trying to make sure that after he dies, his right-leaning son Lachlan retains control of his media empire and isn't outvoted by his three other more politically moderate children. The Herald, referring to the TV series, describes Murdoch's case as a real-life succession battle. It being the Friday before the All-Ireland, the papers are full of maroon and white and orange and white in advance of Sunday's game between Armagh and Galway, although the Irish News reports that one unionist politician has complained that a BBC reporter had orange on the side of his face while reporting on the build-up to the game. He said it was offensive to unionists. The Irish News points out that the politician overlooked the fact that while the reporter did indeed have Armagh's orange on one cheek, he had Galway's maroon on the other. While Gordon Manning in the Irish Times talks to Armagh captain Aidan Forker, who says he's been daydreaming about playing in an All-Ireland since he was 8 years of age. And Gordon Manning does a bit of daydreaming himself, referring to the president of the GAA, Jarlath Burns, being from Armagh and his son being on the team. He writes, "It would be quite the sight. Jarlath Burns handing over the Sam Maguire to his county compatriot, while Jarlie Ogue is among the triumphant Armagh players standing on the steps of the Hogan Stand, the stadium awash with orange."
And we look ahead to the final with Des and Paul after 8:30. Ronan Kelly.